This is Living the RV Dream, episode 40, for Friday, January 12th, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, and welcome. Welcome to another edition of the podcast. I am Robert Morales, your host, in case you're new here. And we travel around the country towing a Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB, which is a travel trailer, a 19-footer, very short, very easy to tow. It's kind of small for us, but it has served us great during the past 3.5 years, and we look forward to many more road trips in the near future. By the way, I'm recording this a couple of days ahead of time, because by the time you hear this, we'll probably be enjoying Crystal River, which is just a little north of Tampa, Florida. And we hope to, you know, see the manatees and all that good stuff. A couple of relaxing days before the Tampa RV Super Show. Which brings me to a question. And, you know, I've been to the Tampa RV Show for the last, I do believe it is like the past 4 or 5 consecutive years. And I'm thinking maybe, perhaps I should have gone to Quartzsite this year instead. There's so much stuff happening at Quartzsite, and I'm seeing a lot of it in social media and on YouTube. You know, there's the RTR, which is the Rubber Tramp Rendezvous, which is it's growing and growing. I think by now it's hundreds of RVers, and that's like a rally. You know, they have a section for van dwellers, a section for like Class C's, a section for fifth wheels. Very cool. There's also the Schoolie Palooza, which is fellas who have converted school buses, you know, schoolies, and all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't know, some people say great things about Quartzsite. Some people, they're like, well, yeah, do it once and that's it. I don't know how great the RV show part of it is, but my intention is, as soon as I finish with the Tampa RV show, make a beeline for Arizona and make it there before it's all over. And if you've listened to the previous episode and the previous, I've been talking about this for like the past 4 episodes at the very least. So I'm very excited, very excited. It's going to be a long trip. I'm going to be out of Miami for a few weeks. But please let me know if in the comments, this is not a video. Send me an email, robert@travelingrobert, or a voicemail at the website. And let me know what you think. If you've been to both, how do they compare? Quartzsite versus Tampa, and eventually at some point I'm going to go to Hershey as well. Well, let's get into some mail, and I have an email here from Darren Creswell. Very long email, but I'm gonna read the whole thing to you guys, because he does give me a few pointers about my upcoming trip. He says, I've just listened to your travel plans on your latest podcast. I wish I was coming with you. It sounds fantastic. I was in some of those areas many years ago. You will not be disappointed. As I said, I wish I was joining you. I wanted to go to the VLA in New Mexico, but never made it. So I'm looking forward to your video of that, as I am really into science and all the things to do with the cosmos. You mentioned the aerial tramway in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I love that. I'm a big fan of the of aerial tramways, or cable cars, as they call them in Europe. Sandia Peak is fantastic, and the views are well worth the trip. Lots of nice walks up there. A couple more tramways I recommend for future reference is the one just outside Palm Springs, California. The aerial tramway there is awesome. Also, the tramway at my favorite place in the USA, Lake Tahoe, California. The tramway there is called Heavenly, which is the smaller gondola type. I cannot put into words how much I love Lake Tahoe. It is so beautiful. Although, I've only been there in the summer and would love to see it in the winter. The views from the top of Heavenly are to die for. In fact, the name is spot on. Also, if you are in Santa Fe area, not far from there is a national park called Tent Rocks you must visit. There's a lot of fantastic rock formations with a fantastic walk through narrow passages through the rocks, which takes you to the top. You must do this. You will love Sedona. The Red Rocks and the views are outstanding. You must visit Slide Rock State Park if you want to cool off. Slide Rock was also the location of the 1950s cowboy film Broken Arrow, starring James Stewart. Even though we didn't go into the water, a nice day out watching everyone sliding down the rocks in the water. I saw the Marfa lights. I think he means Marfa lights. Would love to go back and see them again. Kept waiting for Scully and Fox Mulder to appear. Anyways, one last thing before I go. If you go to White Sands National Park, which is fantastic, try to be there when there is full moon. And there is... I'm sorry. Where there is... Well, they did when I was there anyways. They keep the park open late so you can experience the park in moonlight. And all I can say is, wow, awesome. Anyway, I don't know if you remember, but back in August, we were staying at Marco Island and I asked you to wish my mom and dad a happy 60th wedding anniversary and they loved it. They're still talking about it today and they say it made their day. And they have shown it to all their friends. Thank you again. Cannot wait for the next video. Keep up the good work. And this is from Daryl Cresswell in the UK. And yeah, definitely White Sands. I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it at night, though, because I'm just passing through. My idea is to spend like a couple of hours there and keep going. The Tent Rocks that you mentioned at the beginning of the email, it's very tempting. So I might as well just do that. It's I've looked on the map. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Santa Fe. And most likely I'm going to be with my mom and she cannot walk a whole lot. So I plan to do some hikes, but if it is a very long hike, you know, I don't want to leave in the car waiting for me for a long time. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, definitely looking forward, and I'm making a note of all these places that you have mentioned, like Lake Tahoe and all that. Our destination of the week, though, and I want to talk about this because we were in this area extensively last year during the right before the RV show, actually, like this year, is the Tampa Bay area, and definitely it's a great area to tour. There's Tampa, of course, the main city where the RV show takes place. And there's this historic area called Ybor City, which unfortunately is a little run down. It's like in a little bit of a decay. A lot of businesses, at least last year, were for lease or for sale. You know, it looks like a little depressed. But of course, there's the Columbia Restaurant, which is like the oldest restaurant in the United States. And I don't know if it's the biggest, but it's huge. I think it's the largest in Florida. And the food is very good. It's a mixture of Spanish and Cuban food. And, of course, Tampa has a lot of influence from the Cuban and Spanish food. By the way, the Cuban sandwich was not a Cuban invention. Tampa and Key West dispute that honor. And there's a lot of historic buildings, you know, the red brick buildings. There's a light railway, like an old... a tram, it's called, the Tico Railway, that goes to the Channel side area, which is cool to take it. And there's a couple of breweries, so you should check it out and check out, you know, the historic sites. Also in Tampa, there's the Riverwalk area, which is by downtown. And right by the Riverwalk, across the river, is the Henry B. Plant Museum. And this is a must do in Tampa, in my opinion. It's part of the building is part of the University of Tampa. In fact, right next to the museum is like the registrar office and, you know, it's the university itself. But this building used to be the Tampa Bay Hotel back in the day. And this guy, Henry B. Plant, was like, I want to say this, I don't know exactly. It was a railroad tycoon. And I suppose it's like the West Coast Florida version of our Henry Flagler here in the East Coast. And... you should check out the hotel museum because they have a lot of artifacts and some of the rooms are preserved as they used to be. And definitely do that. There's a couple of other places along the just do the whole Riverwalk and the park that is right there in front of the Henry B. Plant Museum. Very cool. There's also, of course, across the bay, there is St. Petersburg, or St. Pete for short. And in St. Petersburg, the main thing, the main attraction for me is the Salvador Dali Museum. And if you are into art, into painting, and this guy, Salvador Dali, it looks like he was doing some good stuff while he was painting, because some of the stuff is really, really out of this world. And it's part of that surreal movement, you know. Very, very cool museum. And the building itself is very pretty. And downtown St. Petersburg is very pleasant. There's the marina, there's a park, there's a bunch of restaurants. And yeah, unfortunately, the pier, there used to be the St. Petersburg Pier, but I don't know if they have rebuilt it. But when I was there last year, it wasn't there. Of course, you can also go to the beaches. And I haven't really been to St. Pete Beach yet. I intend to go this year. But there's Madeira Beach. And in Madeira Beach, there's this, I think it's a kind of a tourist trap kind of place, but it's cool. It's the Jan's Pass Village and Boardwalk. And there's this wooden boardwalk that you can go walk on. And there's a bunch of restaurants and ice cream shops and bars. And it's very nice. And it's a very nice place to spend the end of the day. You know, see the sunset. And actually, the best sunset is probably a little further north in Clearwater Beach. And that's, you know, it's one of those white sand beaches that the Gulf of Mexico is so famous for. Of course, you can also go to further north into Dunedin, and there's Honeymooners Island, and even further north is the Greek town of Tarpon Springs, which I hear, I recently found out through one of my patrons, Eric, that they have an antique railroad that only runs once a month, but that'll be cool. But the town of Tarpon Springs is mainly famous because it is an authentic Greek town. A bunch of Greek immigrants came in, and I do believe it was at the end of the 19th century, and they started and it flourished the sponge industry, and even nowadays they sell you sponges, and they have a bunch of Greek restaurants, and the downtown area is pretty cool. They have a Greek Orthodox cathedral, and it is a pretty cool town to visit. I think at some point I'm going to visit again with more time. I'm not going to do a news segment today. In fact, today's podcast might be a little shorter than usual because I'm getting ready for this long road trip. But I do have a tip of the week, and this is an item that I cannot believe I survived without it for so long. And to be honest about it, a lot of high-end RVs, actually most of the new RVs come with it, but that's a... I mean, it's the brand name is the Fantastic Vent, but Max Air sells something similar to, and it's just an extractor for your roof, and it is not a miraculous item. If the temperature outside is 90 degrees, you're gonna get 90 degree air coming in through your windows. But if it is just a little warm and you don't want to fire up the AC, you know, some of these ACs are noisy. The Fantastic Vent is really cool, and they have a unit that has even an automatic setting that I've never used, that you can set a temperature, and then the Fantastic Vent goes faster or slower depending on the temperature. I don't know exactly how well that works, but my tip of the week is how easy it really is to put that thing on the roof, especially if you already have a vent. The hardest part is actually removing the vent that came with your RV, because it comes with all that Dycor self-leveling sealant. And it's a little bit of a pain just to remove all that sealant before you put your new unit. And all you really need is, a container of those Dycor self-leveling sealant. And there's the dark Dycor tape that you also need. The Dycor tape is basically just the same sealant, but it comes in like a tape form. It's almost like Play-Doh, and then you put that on the roof of your RV, on the surface where the new Fantastic Vent is gonna go, and then you put it on there, you screw it in, and then you seal it with more Dycor on top. I did make a video on YouTube about my installation, and it may not have been the best installation in the world, but it works. It hasn't leaked in 2 years, so I must have done something right. And for the power, usually you're gonna find that there's a light fixture somewhere near, and that's what I did. I found that the light fixture was like a couple of inches next to the original vent, and I just fished the cables out and just tapped into them, and it worked very well. In our Nomad News segment, which basically it's a summary of what's happening in the interwebs, in the YouTubes, in what's clogging the tubes, like they used to say, and it's the lives of all these nomadic people that have YouTube channels. And I'm just gonna say one thing: Eric got his tooth back. And as I said, it's going to be on the shortish side of a podcast episode this week. Next week, I'm going to be coming to you somewhere in the Tampa Bay area. And I'm going to tell you all about all the stuff that I saw in the Tampa RV show, at least during the first couple of days. If you're looking for my CD, I'm sorry, I ran out of stock. I have 3 CDs left, and I'm going to take them to Tampa just in case somebody wants them. I do still have some stickers for sale and some t-shirts, so if you want to go to my website, travelingrobert.com, and click on merchandise, you can get those there. And also my music, all my music is available online. And I have a new tune. I just finished composing a new tune, basically inspired by my upcoming trip to the West, and it's called Driving to the West. And I'm going to play it now at the end of the podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening, for watching my videos, for reading the blog. Do subscribe to the newsletter. I don't send it too regularly, but once a week or once every 10 days or so, I send a newsletter with news of what's going on in the community. As always, as I said, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle.
Level is my motto. Into the thin air,
a bear. Nothing like the West doesn't compare. Driving through the West in my RV is where I wanna be.
Driving to the West.